So I started my career in medicine 16 years ago as a medical student. And a medical student is a fascinating thing to be. Because on one hand, you know so much. You know, you sit in the back of a lecture hall like this, and you're absorbing and learning. And theoretically, you know so much. But practically, you know nothing. Absolutely nothing. The first week of medical school, they walk you across the stage, they give you this little white coat. It looks ridiculous. And they start calling you doctor, and you take the Hippocratic Oath. But it's years before they even let you in front of a patient. And it was sometime during this period that I was downtown eating lunch, enjoying a delicious chimichanga, crispy, perfectly crispy. I had like this cilantro crema. And I was enjoying it, and a man who was waiting to get his own chimichanga at the counter fell to the ground and started seizing. And I dropped my fork onto the plate, and I looked at this man, and I thought, well, this is the moment my entire life has been building towards right now. And if anybody's ever seen a seizure, like a seizure is dramatic to watch. It's horrible to watch. People are writhing and flexing and bubbling at the mouth and clenching their jaw, and they look for all the world like they're dying, but they're not dying. All you need to do is just kind of gently hold their head and let it run its course most of the time. Anybody that knows anything about medicine knows that. But you know who didn't know that? A first-year medical student. And so I jumped up, and I jumped over the table in front of me. And the battle cry that came out of my mouth still fascinates me and mortifies me to this day. And I don't even know where it comes from, but as I jumped towards this patient, I yelled, "Somebody get me a wooden spoon!" And I come streaking, you know, on my knees around this guy, and somebody hands me the jalapeno crema stirring spoon in the kitchen, and I'm trying to jam this thing into this poor man's mouth. I don't know why. I mean, presumably to keep his mouth open, but his mouth didn't want to open, and there is blood and there is spit, and the spoon got bit, and I got bit, and the man is biting himself. But I know I'm saving this man's life. And anyway, you know, he kind of eventually stops seizing, and then, you know, he looks like he stops breathing. And again, you know, anybody that knows anything about seizures knows that as the seizure kind of runs its course, there is this period where the brain has been racked, and then it relaxes, and people will stop breathing for 25, 30 seconds before they start breathing again. And all you gotta do is just wait and be patient. But you know who didn't know that? The first year medical student. And so I looked at this bloody, frothy man with chips of wooden spoon around his lips, and I thought, twice in one day, I'm gonna save this man's life again. And I went in from mouth to mouth. And luckily, like the week before, they had done like the basic medical student CPR, where they like teach you how to do mouth to mouth, the kind of CPR that a babysitter would take. And they had given us out this little piece of plastic with a small permeable like hole in the middle that presumably was going to protect you from diseases. And I had that in my wallet because I had just gotten it, and I slapped that thing on his bloody mouth and pinched his nose and went in. And it was hard to push air into this man who didn't want to breathe. And at one point, the plastic came out, flipped over, and the bloody side was on my side. And you know what? He started breathing again, and I'd saved his life again. And, you know, around that time, the paramedics arrived. Thank God. And I can only imagine like what they thought as I was standing over this man looking like a daytime vampire with blood and spit all over me, And I probably awkwardly introduced myself. Hey, I'm a medical student. But they were really nice. They took the guy, put him on a stretcher, and put him in the ambulance. And the kind of older paramedic, the more experienced paramedic, he's like, great job, kid. You might want to get screened for hepatitis. So anyway, I go back to my table, and the chicken chimichanga had been bussed, which was a bummer. I didn't get to finish it because it was a really good chimichanga. And what I remember as I walked out of that, restaurant, I felt on top of the world, like I had really done something. And it wasn't until 2 years later when I actually started learning about medicine that I became mortified at what I had done and realized that nothing that I had done was necessary. So I was mortified for years, for a long time. And then as time has gone on over the last 5 years and I've gotten into the humdrum of medicine and assumed the chief of staff duties and surrounded by paperwork and Midas complaints and evidence-based medicine and peer review and insurance and documentation and trying not to get sued. I think that's a perfectly timed duck fart. And trying not to get sued, I actually really miss that guy. I appreciate that guy who knew nothing but was willing to save the day with a piece of saran wrap and a wooden spoon.